In the previous shiur, we spoke about mitoich. The Torah says you're allowed to do certain malachas on Yom Tov that are for oichel nefesh. However, there's a heter. He explained what's the gather of mitoich shehotar letzarech oichel nefesh, hotar nami shaloi letzarech oichel nefesh. Avadah has to be a tzarech. We saw a tzarech tzas. And va'oid, it's letzarech, if it's hotar letzarech oichel nefesh, hotar nami shaloi letzarech oichel nefesh. But there has to be a tzarech. A tzarech la'isei yoyim for Yom Tov. In other words, if you do it for after Yom Tov, it has nothing to do with Achana. The whole heter of doing the Malachas is only when you do it for Yom Tov, for a Tzairich. Therefore, the din is in Hilchas Pesach. If somebody finds Chametz on Pesach, what are you supposed to do with the Chametz? Zakter Shulchan Aruch. Hamoitzi chametz bebeisei finds chametz on Pesach first chalamoy. Then Zokter Shulchan Aruch. Then will be yomtiv. You cover a keli till after yomtiv. Gam l'sarfai b'mekaymei aser. You can't burn the chametz. So really, this would be one of the malachas which is taken not l'tzarech ha'echel nefesh. Burning chametz is not l'tzarech ha'echel nefesh. However, it should be mutter to burn chametz on yomtiv on Pesach. Alts mitoich. So it's aser. L'chayra, why is it aser? L'chayra, these are tzayrach. These are tzayrach. The teretz is, like the poskim explain, the Shabur already says that it's not called a tzayrach. Hashpasasai b'chol davar. So really, you can get rid of the chametz any other way. Like the Shabur says, you can put your bebe sakisei. These other ways how to get rid of the chametz. I mean, it's not a tzayrach. The heter of metoch shehotu l'tzayrach ha'echel nefesh. Hotanami shaloi l'tzayrach ha'echel nefesh. It has to be a tzayrach. So burning chametz on Pesach is not a tzarech. There is, however, a shmuz lagabi. If you worm a vatel the chametz, a melet stay raisa, could be over there. It's maybe yes, more chamer lagabi burning. You are allowed to do it. But the pashtus, if it's a derabonon, which means you already did bittel, or bismaneinu, besides bittel, we sell the chametz. So melet, if you find chametz, a pashtus is nichlal in the mechira. So melet, there's no tzarech.
We don't do it the other ways.
You could do it the other ways. Erev Pesach last year, Erev Pesach Shechalias B'Shabbos. How did you get rid of the chametz? We had no brayer. We taked it. We flushed it down the toilet. We put it on the street. Mizorim Afar Aluch. These ways how to get rid of it.
Why don't you carry up
to that? What'd
you
say? Kaifal of Kli is that's a different thing that you shouldn't come to Betoyis eat it.
No.
He's a shalom.
Do you mash this right there? The whole earth in white.
No, you can't. You can't be metaltal. You can't be metaltal. Shaila is, how would you do it? But even not metaltal, you could burn it. The mashu without tiltal, you could burn it. You're not metaltal. It's mukta. Sha'asal metaltal. Shlayachal metaltal. The yamtiv. Okay, this is a hilchas chametz. I just wanted to bring out the nakud about burning it. The chayyim should be able to burn it because al tzedir of mitoich.
No, I'm saying if I can't be mashpiz in any other way, so now it is a because I don't have no other way to do it. The whole word in white is because...
I hear what you're saying. I hear. If the only eight and you can't move it, how would you do without moving it?
The only way to do it is to
burn it. Aha. To look up, the Shacharar Haraf says that... But l'chayr, it's not. Zeru mefar l'ruach is taken not hashvasasi b'chol davar. I hear the Arab. Another reason why it's not a tzorech, this would clearly answer Yishayel, is Mavur and Pri Yitzchak, he says... That being that Hamasha Chametz of Pesach Hamanas Lavara, you're not over. So being that you're not over, that is a Eitzah. Be asking, we're the only Eitzah to get rid of it. It's not such a Klara Eitzah. One more Nekuda in Mitoich that has to be Letzorech. One more Nekuda is Legabe the Din. That if Erev Pesach you prepare,
can I just understand the whole thing again? I didn't understand. Mitoich is a reason. It's a kasha. We should be allowed to burn the chametz on Pesach. That's the kasha.
Fakir, you should be allowed.
You should be allowed. Is this to be mutter?
When you burn chametz on Pesach, you're doing havara. So Havari, you know, Havari, you're allowed to do it. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to do it. Yom Tov, you're allowed to. But you're allowed, from Yitoyich, you're allowed to do Havari, even Shaloi Letzerech Eichel Nefesh. Even not lighting a fire, cooking, you're, for something else, like we'll get to soon in the Shir, let's say about heating up a house. You're allowed to make a fire to warm up a house.
So why is it Hakashim?
It's not considered a Tzerech.
But why don't
you say mitoich? No. You say mitoich, but even when it's mitoich shehotel letzorech oichel nefesh, hotel namish shaloi letzorech oichel nefesh, but hamil letzorech there has to be. In the previous year, we rather went by riches, what's called a tzorech, how much of a tzorech. Another example in mitoich, in tzorech would be also a Pesach to give example, would be legabe cooking, if somebody forgot to cook his egg, the beyer, to be tzoyle the egg before Pesach, or to roast, the zroya, the beyer. So what do you do on Yom Tov? Are you allowed to do it?
Why, of course,
you're eating it? So first of all, if you do it, zog in the Paiskim, you should eat the egg. But the zroya, you're not allowed to eat Pesach by night. So the Mishnah Berurah says you're only allowed to do it if you forgot Pesach by night. You have to make sure to eat it by day. But this is a little bit of chiddush also. This is called Shaloi Letzorech, the papir, the Zeroya, and the Beya for the Ka'ara. The Prima God, the answer is Shaila. It's a myth. It's called Shaloi Letzorech. We spoke about in the previous year, what a Tzorech. To play ball is a Tzorech. Why is this not called a Tzorech? Okay, the Prima God has a different Shaila, Gevaldige chiddush. It's in Tof Mem Dal in Hilchos Erev Pesach Shechalias B'Shabbos that he says that you don't say Metoich on Bishul. But Lamaisa, that's not the discussion for tonight. In which Melochus do you say Metoich? That's its own discussion. Do you say Metoich, the Gemara's, the Makar of Metoich and Beya, that's only limited Melochus. The other Melochus, it's not clear if you say. So he says you don't say. What'd say? No. What are the three cases? Bay, Daf Yud, Beis, Daf Yud, Gimel.
Use an example of
Mavash Lugit Beir. This
is a Gemara Beir. We have a lot Gemara over here.
We have a
Beir Gemara? No, a lot Gemara.
It's
a lot Gemara.
Three cases. Haitza, Shchita, Vashal Gid is the third case, you're right. Havar, no, Chuldik. The three cases, not Bishol, Bensi, not Bishol. These three cases in the Gemara, Bishol's not in the Gemara. Just to do what the. Bishol is not in the Gemara. These three cases in the Gemara of Mitoich, Bishol's not there. But that's a discussion for itself, what case is going to be toich. Anyways, Atkan Legavi, Mitoich has to be Letzorech. Now, let's go into the second Tanai of Mitoich, which is a Gemara in Ksubas Dav Zayin. Mitoich is only mutter if it's Shavu L'chol Nefesh. Zok the Gemara in Ksubas Dav Zayin, Elam Atar Mutter Lasos Mugmer B'yomtif, to light some kind of some things that make a good smell, you should be allowed to do it. Altmit the mitoich shehoter avoder tzorech hoter nami shaloi letzorech. Zok the Gemara, no. Omar le'alecha omar krod is a pasuk, which is the pasuk of the heter of oichel nefesh. Achashe yochel lechol nefesh. Zok the Gemara, dover ashavel lechol nefesh. Dover ashavel lechol nefesh. So the Gemara says that something that's not Shavu L'chol Nefesh, which we'll soon see, L'chol Nefesh, how many people, what places, what examples, we're going to try to spend a couple of minutes in clarifying, but first let's see Vashtate. The Gemara is Gemara Dav Zayin and Ksuba said, a Dover Shavu L'chol Nefesh is a Ma'akiv in the Heter Atoira of Mitoich.
Why is Mugmer not Shavu L'chol Nefesh?
Zetzachos, not everybody does it. Only Besser, people, Mefunaka, people that could afford it. Not everybody does it. We're going to go into cases that are questionable if it's Shavu L'chol Nefesh. But Lu Yitzur is something that's not Shavu L'chol Nefesh. Zok the Gemara, clearly it's Aser B'yomtiv. Is it aser midoraiser? Is it aser midirabanon? The pashas hagemara, the gemara is a drasha. These are machlokes rishonim about it. If the iser, if ba'oifen, when it's not shavah l'chol nefesh, something that's mitoich, not a oichol nefesh, something that's mitoich shehotu l'tzarech oichol nefesh, hotu nami shaloi l'tzarech oichol nefesh, is it aser midoraiser or midirabanon? The nafgamina, what's the nafgamina if it's asim midiraisa midirabanan? The nafgamina would be safek. Safek deraisa lachom midirabanan lakula. A cotton, chayla, a lot of standard nafgaminas if it's a raisa midirabanan. Le halacha, the bir halacha in simen tafkuf yud aleph, the simen that we learned last week, zok the bir halacha, that it's a iser de oiraisa. It's a iser de oiraisa. Oh, we're going to get to that. Then I move to the end of the shiur. I want to end on time also. But that's a discussion for itself. If Dover HaShava L'chol Nefesh needs to be an Oichol Nefesh itself also. Not so Pashat. Mamash not Pashat at all. We'll get to that. Let's first go on Mitoich. What'd you say? No. Very good. The Pasuk is talking about over there. Yeah, very good. Very good, Shaila. Very good. We'll get to that hopefully soon. If you say Shavah L'chol Nefesh is a requirement, even in Oichol Nefesh. Let's leave it. Hopefully we'll get to it. But the Vaila, the Gemara is talking about Mitoich. The Gemara says you should say that it should be mutter mitoich. So the Gemara mitoich, there's no heter because he needs shavah l'chol nefesh. Moshe Gevaldik, hopefully we'll get to that. Even l'chol nefesh itself, maybe needs to be mitoich. Let's try to. So Mamela, you need shavah l'chol nefesh, and we saw the Bi'alacha says that it's a requirement midoiraisa. This interesting shaila, however, if this is a say or a lav. Pashtus, if it would be the rice, it's a lav, because it's excluded from the hetera toira of what you're allowed to do yomtif. The mele, it goes back to the iser, and the iser is a lav, the standard lav of anything you do. Somebody builds on yomtif or any other isurim. So you have a heter of mitoich letzarech nami shaloi letzarech. Over here, you don't have the heter anymore; it's a lav. However, some are mesupik that maybe it's an assay. B'doyme to the simon that we're learning this week, that is an iser to have, you're not allowed to even have a guy as a guest, but you're not allowed to cook for a guy. And that's hu levada yasalachem, it's an assay. So the shayla is they want to handle, could be it's that gather also, it's an assay. Together, not that it's Pashis had learned that it's excluded from the heter mail, it's nichlan the general law. It could be no, it's bedoyim like the drosha, lagabi cooking for a goy that you're not allowed, that it's an assay. Here also it's an assay. If what'd you say? I think it's Pashit, I think so.
So it's
also being excluded from the heter.
You know, but there also, that's in Hulavadoi, and Mamela, that's not Nichlal.
So, can I say, but
That's clear. The Gemara says there's no heter. So, when we learn the Gemara, is it no heter midiraisa, no heter midirabanon? And even if there's no heter midiraisa, is it iser? If somebody does something on Yom Tif, one of the Lama Tes Malachis, that's. However, it's some people do it. It's not a davar shavel chol nefesh. Is it iser asay or iser lav?
Why because it's not concluded in lachem? Why would it be
an
iser
asay?
It's not included in lachem.
No, because it's not a lav. Just like bedoyma for a goy. It doesn't say you're not allowed to do it.
So
here also it's not the word lachem. Ashi achel lachol nefesh. Also, we're excluding this lachol nefesh. This is not lachol nefesh. So it's also it's an asay. Let's try to go on a little bit into some of the examples of davar shavah lachol nefesh to illustrate to understand davar shavah lachol nefesh that everybody does it. So first we'll start with smoking. Now. The discussion here is going to be a shayla lagaba yomtiv, none of the general yes smoking, not smoking. That's not the discussion. Alat sad, the lawyers chapagana disclaimer. we're handling here a yomtiv de geshayla, a heter. What's the problem with smoking in general? Smoking in general, to smoke on yomtiv, what's the problem? It's havara. You're burning the cigarette. It's havara. So elamai, and it's not letzarech oichel nefesh. It's hano. It's hano saguf, which we did even say maybe the tzara the chinuch that it's nichlal. That's the gather of mitoich, but it's mitoich. However you want to understand mitoich, it's mitoich. Mitoich shehutra to do havara, to light a fire. Lo'oichel nefesh, you light a light of fire. Shaloi lo'oichel nefesh also. And that would be included in a cigarette. The poskim speak about it, l'doira doris, they speak about pipes, the bi'alocha, shara, chua, everybody brings it. It's a huge machloikis, mutter, aser. The ones that say mutter, the dark enoim, the birke yosef, the yaivitz brings about his father, the chacham tzvi, that originally he was machmer not to do it because he's a big machloikis, but lamaisa he was told that he's being maineya from oinig yomtiv, mainly he was chayz and itaka did. So there's a list that say you're allowed to do it on Yom Tov. To say why you're allowed to do it on Yom Tov, because it's called Shavu L'chol Nefesh. We'll soon see how much is Shavu L'chol Nefesh every last person, but it's Shavu L'chol Nefesh. The Cholkim, the Korban Asanol, Knesses Agdoila, the Mogen Avram, the Chaya Adam all argue and they say that it's not called Shavu L'chol Nefesh and it's Aser. And again, like we mentioned before, either it's Issa Deraisa Lavrna Say or it's Issa Derabanan, but it's Aser. Some of the Poskim, the Machzik Bracha, the Chidah, and others bring that even if you hold its Mutter, there were those that were Machmer certain cases, certain times. Some were machmer just Rosh Hashanah. After Chaymer, it says it's also machmer Rosh Hashanah. Just Rosh Hashanah, they didn't smoke. Some were machmer on every Yom Tov Rishon. They say it's only a Yom Tov Sheni not to do it, but a Yom Tov Rishon they did not. Some were machmer Pesach by night. It means even if they did smoke on a Yom Tov Rishon Pesach by night or the second night Pesach. Not to, after the Seder, not to take away the time of the matzah. So Al Kapanah, we have a Shaila, is it Shavu L'chol Nefesh? This is what we're talking about, is it Shavu L'chol Nefesh or not? Even Bizmanenu, I don't mean Bizmanenu now, 2021, but Bizmanenu in the 30 years ago, 40, 50, there was also a Shaila, did it change? Some say that even the Poiskim that Bizmanehem, back then that said that it was Mutter because it was Shavu L'chol Nefesh, now it's a lot less. It's not Shavu L'chol Nefesh. And then some say that no, being that these certain things that it helps for, in Yani Refuah, Samamela, which we'll see soon, Shavu L'chol Nefesh, if people do it, don't do it, Fakaret, it's Gar, yes, Shavu L'chol Nefesh. And even the Oysterim would be masking that now it's Gar Mutter. Before we move away from smoking, just to bring out that even if one would rely and yes, do it on Yom Tov because it's called Shavu L'chol Nefesh, there's quite a few other things that a person has to be aware about smoking on Yom Tov. So even though the shir tonight is Shavu L'chol Nefesh, and even if it is Shavu L'chol Nefesh, just very quickly to point out, number one, there's a tzad, the Bi'alocha brings about it, that there's a tzad that even if you were allowed smoking because it's Shavu L'chol Nefesh, we have to maybe be choishish that you might put out the cigarette and you're going to be machaba, so als gzeira de kibui, you shouldn't be allowed to do it. Another awareness which is important, lighting a match, that we know you're not allowed to do. It means even if you want to cook on Yom Tov, you can't strike a match. That's simitav kofbeis, we learned it already. However, the Bishmur brings its a Ksav Sefer that says not only you're not allowed to strike a match, but even lets you to put the match close to the fire, that would be Moil de Eish. You put it close to the fire and the match lights up, that would also be Aser. Not even just striking, close to the fire you're not allowed to do. But often, the lighting up a cigarette, not putting it into the fire, would also be Moil de Eish. So if one is already doing it, he has to make sure to stick it into the fire, because if it's close to the fire and he pulls it in, pulls the fire, that would be beged the moil of the eish. Another shaila lagabi kibui, back to kibui, the second thing we talk about lagabi kibui would be is also this the Bi'alocha brings about when you're smoking the cigarette and you know you flick the cigarette, the ashes, That's also something that you're not allowed to do on Yom Tov, because also it's kibui. But the ash is coming off, you're kind of putting out the fire a little bit. So that also not it doesn't bring a badafka that it should be a reason you're not allowed to do it, but that's another thing to be careful about. Also, the words on the these words over there, and if it burns, is also a shayla of machika. That's just shaylas on the side. Let's go into another example of shavu l'chol nefesh. The shavu l'chol nefesh that we spoke now is havara, which the ones that aser smoking on Yom Tov is because the whole mitzias of smoking b'chlal is not shavu l'chol nefesh. Let's move on to a case now, which is shavu l'chol nefesh in certain scenarios, in certain cases not. L'moshel. Which we learned last week, Tav Kuf Yud Aleph, the first thief in the Shulchan Aruch. Are you allowed to heat up your house on Yom Tov? You're lighting a fire, it's Havara, it's not Lo Oichel Nefesh, are you allowed to do it? The Teretz is Mitoich. But wait a second, you're allowed to do it out Mitoich, but it has to be Shavu L'chol Nefesh. Mutalasis medur l'schamim kinek. You're allowed to make a fire to warm yourself up. Yes. Oh, now Yeshem the asal. Okay. Now zokter amah. If it's freezing cold outside, so then you for sure you're allowed to. Klar. What happens if it's 68 degrees and 70 degrees? For most people, whatever degrees, most people they don't need a fire. Don't need to warm up their house. There are a few people that are always cold and they want it to be warm. So it's the concept of making a fire to warm up is shavu l'chol nefesh. But here, when it's 70 degrees outside, to light a fire to warm up, that's not shavu l'chol nefesh. Zok d'rama, it's aser, because l'maisa it's not shavu l'chol nefesh. However, zok d'rama v'nagu l'hakul yet to do it. But why yeah? Explains the Mishabura, the Aruch HaShulchan also explains it real clearly, that the reason why it's mutter, why you're allowed to do it, because the yesod of warming up, to light a fire to warm up, that's shavu l'chol nefesh. This particular case is not shavu l'chol nefesh. Because this particular case is not shavu l'chol nefesh, that doesn't make it that it's a type of malach you're doing that's not shavu l'chol nefesh. It's a chiddush, but it's different than smoking. Smoking, the havara you'll ever find of smoking, l'fida oishim, it's always ain't a shavu l'chol nefesh. Over here, there are cases when you heat up a house that it's shavu l'chol nefesh. In this particular case, only mufunakim. So male of a nagula hakol. Before going into shavu l'chol nefesh by oichel nefesh itself, just to touch upon shavu l'chol nefesh, does it have to be l'chol nefesh 100%? What happens if 80, 90% of the people do it? Is that called shavu l'chol nefesh? Zok the prima gadim and simen tof kuf yur aleph eshel avram siv katan dalid. This is his lashon. Aser be'ein shavu l'chol nefesh, when it's not shavu l'chol nefesh, haynu roiv. Ki kol hu roiv. So he says very clearly, so when we say we need shavu l'chol nefesh, zok the prima gadim, rubay is enough. Do you need the whole world or a particular place? And the emphasis is for smoking, that would be a good example. Certain countries, it's much more common than smoking. In certain countries, it's not common. So do you need that it should be davar shavu l'chol nefesh, roiv the world? Or you go to each place by itself. This place, roiv the place, does it? It's called shavu l'chol nefesh. The bir halacha, more cooler than the bir halacha tafkuf yud aleph. Zok the bir halacha, every place, you go at each place by itself. As long as that place at shavu l'chol nefesh, it's good. However, the prima gadim, his lashon l'chayra basa ruba da almazlina v'loy roiv amakim. So we have over here machloikis, if you go basa roiv, you need roiv the world, or whatever place you are, that's where you go roiv, and it can be a kula and a chumra for shteitzach, because you can have roiv the world one way and in your place the roiv's the other way. Either way, that's klar.
Maybe everyone would agree if you're who's down with that it's enough, even if your place is not. Maybe it doesn't go both ways.
Interesting what you're saying. You're saying only if you have roiv olam, some shadows hamiu means even if you go basa mokum or mokum, he'll be maskim, you could rely on the kula also. Could be, you're saying, could be you could rely also to be meikul when you have roiv olam. Roiv olam or roiv mokum or mokum, so how does it work? If the men do one thing and the ladies do something else, also is a discussion. Even smoking is such a the poskim speak about. But how do you dan up each roiv amokim? And if the men do a certain thing, then that's called davar shavu l'chol nefesh. Also, does it have to be you do every single day? What's if you do it once a week? Seems to be as a shayla in the poskim also. Now let's get back to what we spoke about at the beginning, and with this we'll conclude. Dover hashava l'chol nefesh, which we said is a ma'akev in mitoich. Mitoich shehotu l'tzarech l'chol nefesh, shehotu nami shaloy l'tzarech l'chol nefesh. However, you need mitoich. Do you say it by l'chol nefesh itself also? It's a gevaldige shayla by l'chol nefesh. I'll give you a very typical example. You're preparing a food, an extremely spicy food. It's not shava l'chol nefesh. If you have a certain type, a Sephardi, Moroccan, very spicy, and most people don't eat it, it's not shavu l'chol nefesh. Could you cook such a food on Yom Tiv, yes or no? It's klar. Very good. Yeshua Gavaduk, we'll get to that in a minute. Moiridik, and even to bring it out of Shtikamo to Chinuch. But this would be a klara nafgemina of what we want to know. Dover hashava l'chol nefesh. Do you need a b'chol nefesh itself? Could you cook a very spicy food that most people can't eat? They can't even take it into their mouth. So it's a machloikis rishonim. If yes or no, there's a third sad, and that's the chinuch. There's a third sad. The chinuch says, I want to read the lashon chinuch. And like what Yeshua mentioned, be'erach like that, one side is you need shava l'chol nefesh, one side is you don't need shava l'chol nefesh, and the chinuch says that it always blinds shava l'chol nefesh. Why? Because the ikur food is oichol nefesh, is shava l'chol nefesh. Just like we said about heating up a house, the ikur heating up a house in mitoich, that's shava l'chol nefesh. Graden 70 degrees, that's not the norm to heat up a house. So maybe it's not shavu l'chol nefesh. The same would be zakta chinuch in food, which is an oichol nefesh. Even if you need shavu l'chol nefesh, it's considered shavu l'chol nefesh. Why? The chinuch says it's considered because the ikur oichol food is l'chol nefesh everybody needs. And the poskim ask a shaila, the early achronim, how were the kahanim able to cook their food, their meat, in the Beis Hamikdash? It's bishul, but it's not shavu l'chol nefesh. Why is it not shavu l'chol nefesh? Only the kahanim can eat it. The Yisraelim can't eat it. So in Simchas Yom Tov, one of the achronim, he says the teretz, and he says the following. He says that mitzad hateva, the meat is shava l'chol nefesh. If it would be spicy, it's not shava l'chol nefesh. If it's not spicy, it's shava l'chol nefesh. There's a din that says that you're not a kohen, you're not allowed to eat it. So it's shava l'chol nefesh. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, I don't understand. It's a very nice chiluk between if the meat you could fizz, it's shava l'chol nefesh. But l'maisa, it's not shava l'chol nefesh. It's a chiluk, but it's not a machalik. Why is it not a machalik? Because l'maisa, it's not shavu l'chol nefesh. At the end of the day, roiv people in the place, in the city, in the town, in the world can't eat it because they're not kahanim. He says, he answers, api what we just said from the chinuch. The ikur of oichol is shavu l'chol nefesh. The ikur of basar or anything is shavu l'chol nefesh. This particular basar is not shavu l'chol nefesh. So mainly, even if you need shavu l'chol nefesh, this is not going to be, this. Even if you need shavu l'chol nefesh, by oichol nefesh, this is shavu l'chol nefesh. Why? Even though this particular piece of meat is not shavu l'chol nefesh, only kahanim can eat it. But the ba'alma food, the shovel l'chol nefesh, it's considered shovel l'chol nefesh.
Would you say the same by